In a nation plagued by war, the future seems like a distant dream. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll tell you what it takes to heal from a season of unrest, and we'll hear what kids in one country think of Christmas. Hope remains a scarce commodity as South Sudan just falls apart. The military recently established a no-fly zone, which is keeping the UN from delivering food and supplies. Nearly 4 million people in South Sudan are starving to death.
The conflict and the insecurity has created such a short-term vantage point. People really need to focus on the emergencies of the day, and they give up the future when they do that.
World Concern's Matt Ellingson spoke to us from Juba. World Concern's been with the people of South Sudan since the start of the Civil War, offering help for today and hope for tomorrow.
When we have the opportunity to enter the lives of people in their moment of need, and we share with them our friendship, our prayers, the motivations of why we are there with them, they're witnessing the gospel.
The end goal for World Concern is growing God's kingdom in South Sudan. There are a lot of steps in between and lots of ways that you can help at our website. Meanwhile, in Burundi, violence is flaring up again. Last Friday, an armed rebel group attacked three Burundian army bases. It was the worst outbreak of violence since this past April, when the president decided to run for a third term. Amy Cotton with Christian Aid Mission, an organization that supports indigenous missionaries, says
he was put in by the government, so he wasn't elected by the people for his first term. And so he's feeling as if he can run for office and this is his true second term.
So besides the political violence, Christians are in danger.
We assist two ministries that are there in Burundi, working with the persecuted church and evangelizing, helping women and children, widows and orphans. So there is a lot of unrest, and we need to pray that the people come to a resolution.
If you're interested in finding out how you can make a difference in this situation, you'll find the links to get started at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, it's violence like this that's tearing people's lives apart, but that doesn't mean it's stealing their joy. Kids Alive International works with nearly 60 refugee children in its school in Lebanon. Now, many of these kids have seen their homes destroyed and family members killed, but they're still finding peace through loving teachers, Bible stories, and worship songs. Kids Alive wants to help more children, but doesn't have the funding. Would you consider helping them out? You'll find out how at the end of the broadcast. From Lebanon, we turn to Nepal, where desperate disaster survivors need your prayers. A four-month-long blockade is delaying earthquake relief efforts. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Stan Unra arrived soon after the April 25 quake that left over 8,000 Nepalese dead. He now oversees helicopter flights that are designated to help the worst-hit areas of Nepal.
The supplies that they're bringing in are warm clothes, they're bringing in blankets, they're bringing in insulating materials to help insulate the homes.
With the blockade stopping traffic at the Nepal border, aid agencies are short of both supplies and fuel.
Normally, we pre-position materials at the end of the road, and then MAF shuttles them up with the helicopters. But the aid organizations can't get fuel for their trucks to even position the materials up into the mountains near where we can shuttle it in.
They're asking for prayer support because the longer the blockade goes, the bigger the problems become. And crisis seems to be a theme in South Asia. Since early November, incessant rains have been flooding Sri Lanka, leaving thousands homeless. It's also endangering children from Compassion International's sponsorship program. Compassion's program provides children with an education and regular Bible training. In most of our stories, we ask you to pray because it makes a difference. To learn more about the details you've heard about this story and others, visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore. It'll help keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. So you can keep it or give it to a friend. But get your CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.